Making Time to Learn a Mitzvah, today will be the last installment on this inyan. So how long should our daily Torah sessions be? So there's a number of different suggestions of the poskim. The Mechaber in Yeridea, Reish Mem Vav Seif Dalad, suggests that for working people, it should be 9 hours a day. So that's one extreme. The Shulchan Aruch Rav discusses for working people half a day, plus also a nighttime session. The Kaf HaChaim talks about a three-hour session. The Keren Ori talks about 1 hour of the day, 1 hour of the night. The Marashah says a person who's primarily engaged in business should have Shah Achas a day to learn. The question is what exactly Shah Achas means, but it certainly means a significant block of time. Now, what happens though when we're not able to fulfill our absolute chiyuv of kavias in the Torah, meaning every day we've tachagot kavias, which we normally do, and it happens, sometimes happens, we're just not able to do it. So what's the absolute bare minimum? So there are more paskins, again, in Reish Mem Vav, in Yeridea, that in an emergency, then we can mekayem our chiyuv just by the Krishma in the morning and Krishma in the evening. Because again, the chiyuv is of a gisa boyim v'loyli, should be learning day and night. And he says, you're doing Torah day and night. Obviously, this is going to be only for emergencies. The Magen Avraham says a slightly better option, that if you can't do our regular kavias, then at least learn a single pasuk or single halacha by day and by night. And what happens if a person, though, simply can't? He's not able to learn either because he doesn't know how to or is too burdened by other responsibilities. So there is a solution for him. And this is known as the Sachas of Olam Partnership, where he gains a share in someone else's Torah by paying for other person's Torah learning. Mitzvah, this will be discussed in a later period. The Gemara in Erevin also discusses an idea of borrowing and paying back. It says that this is the Gemara in Erevin, where it says Rabbi Achav Yaakov would borrow and pay back. And Rashi explains he was paying back learning time because in the day he would work, had a set a number of prokim which he would ideally learn every day, and if because of his work he wasn't allowed to do it, he would make up his kavias that night. So the Mechaber in Or HaChaim in Reish Lamed Ches says that if we skip a kavias, we should make up immediately that night. And the Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, this is from the Gemara in Erevin, that whatever you miss in the day, you should ideally catch up with that night. And he also quotes Achronim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes Achronim, that if we're not able to learn after Shachris, like we should, as we discussed, that ideally a person should learn after Shachris because of going Mechayel Achayel, then at least you should try and learn one Pasuk or one Halacha at that point. That is the end of this section, and Mix Shem, the next inyan is going to be talking about maintaining motivation to learn, and then Yisachar Zvonim partnership. What order will do? Whether they'll do Yisachar Zvonim partnership first or the maintaining motivation to learn, we'll see. But Mix Shem, continue tomorrow.